Hello and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Ag Extension Podcast. Again, I'm Paul Geringer, Extension Legal Specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And I apologize for the long break between these episodes. Got busy with extension meetings and just did not have time to put any together. So now we're going to pick this back up and sort of talk about some of the issues that keep coming in that I deal with on not so much a daily basis, but just some of the random questions that come in periodically to kind of give some information on some of them and then to highlight court cases, policy decisions, other types of things that we've done in the past we'll keep doing. But today, as you can tell from the title of this, we're going to look a little bit at, you know, can you trim a neighbor's tree? And let me give you the context. This question usually comes in, and some of you will have neighbors who have tree limbs growing, vegetation of some sort of bush, you know, a plant, something that's growing on your property, or not on your property, but growing over your property and impacting your property in some way. So can you cut that limb? Can you do something without getting in trouble? And to kind of just lay the groundwork up front, yes, the answer is you can, in the state of Maryland, trim a tree back to the property line. Now, you can't cross onto your neighbor's property to do that. That would be trespass, but you can trim that tree back right to the property line, handle it. The neighbor really can't say anything. Issues will come up as to what happens if that ends up damaging the tree, you didn't prune it correctly, or something like that. There are no court cases on that in Maryland. There have been a few court cases in other states that have looked at this, and the answer is almost always, well, we have to look at what the value of the tree was before and the value of the tree after. And a lot of court cases have not found major changes in value. Now, if it's something we can point back today to show, you know, that you actually killed the tree, that might be something. But, you know, for the most part, it's probably going to be a pretty rare occurrence that this happens. But to kind of repeat, the rule in Maryland and the rule in a lot of states is you have the right to trim a tree back to the property line. So if it's coming over your property 4 feet, you can trim that 4 feet off. You can't trim the whole limb off, but you can trim the part back that's hanging over your property. Now, let me give you the context in which kind of Maryland looked at this rule and how it came about. It's from a case from the 1980s involving a gentleman who owned a warehouse near a railroad right-of-way. And as a part of this, the railroad right-of-way would have trees and other vegetation growing over it that basically encroached upon his property and basically made his life hard because he had to consistently maintain those trees back from his property and other vegetation. They periodically grew in and sort of impacted his warehouse to where all the property he was storing would be damaged. So the roots kind of got into the system and kind of allowed water to seep in. Trees would get over the gutters, cause damage to the new roof he had put on in the gutter system. So he sued the railroad seeking compensation for damages to the warehouse due to the damage caused by the railroad's vegetation. Now, looking at this, the court basically said, in Maryland, we're limited to one thing. You're limited to the right to cut back the vegetation. So the consistent maintenance he had to do to keep the trees, the vegetation back, to keep his property in working order, were basically his only remedy in this situation. He couldn't go for monetary damages at that. So it seems kind of unfair, especially for sustaining property damage. But at the same time, we do have a self-help remedy. In a lot of cases where we've talked about self-help before, at various times, Maryland courts have not allowed self-help. So sometimes, you know, you can't detain someone as yourself. If they're stealing from you, it's usually better to call the police and have them arrest them, not yourself. Because that self-help remedy can sometimes lead to other criminal charges being filed against you, the person who thought you were doing a good thing. This is one of the rare areas in the law where we actually allow self-help. And when I go back to the rule that, you know, we typically don't allow damages, that is a majority opinion of many states that, you know, we don't allow damages. We just allow this self-help remedy. So in most states, you're not going to get damages for this property destroyed. A good case is out of Delaware. So the rule is similar in Delaware. You have the right to cut the property. You have the right to cut the vegetation back to the property line. In Delaware, there was a neighboring homeowner who basically entered upon the property of his neighbor to trim a tree back to the limb, or back to the trunk. They wanted to trim the tree limbs back to the trunk, make it a cleaner cut. The question was, in the end, did he damage the tree by doing it? The court looked at before and after cost. Basically, there were expert opinions that the homeowner came up with that said this has cut thousands of dollars worth of damage. The neighbor who cut the tree limbs down basically found that there was no damages at all. The court actually went out and looked at the damage and found there was really no difference in the tree before and after. So they did not award damages in that case. So this is kind of a short podcast because in the end, the issue is really simple. Do you have the right to go on and cut your neighbor's tree back? Yes, you have the right up into the property line. You can't cross onto the neighbor's property to do it, but you can trim it back to the property line. Now, there's nothing stating the type of materials or equipment you have to use to do the pruning or the trimming or what you have to do. It's just that you have the right to do it up into the property line. In future podcasts, we'll talk about, you know, what happens if that neighbor's tree, you don't trim it back, you don't trim the tree limb back, and it damages your property. How do we go about, you know, what's the rule in those cases? But we'll save that for another podcast. Until then, if you have questions, please feel free to email me. My contact info is down below. Or if you want to look at some more materials on this subject, I put some stuff down in the resources page, as you've seen before, that's down there, or you can follow me on social media and let us know what other types of questions you might have that should be covered in this podcast. So until then, thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.